Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
Been another crazy news day. Let's get you caught up on the big stories. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
The Biden administration recently approved 1,500 troops to go to the southern border, and the Pentagon wants to make it clear what they will be doing when they get there.
They are there to fill, quote, critical capability gaps like ground-based detection, monitoring, and data entry and warehouse support. So really assisting the effort on the ground with customs and border protection.
Why wouldn't they be there for law enforcement purposes?
Well, it's against the law. There are restrictions on what the military can get involved in, first of all. But a bigger question for me is two of them. One, is 1,500 enough? And secondly, if it is mostly in an administrative role, would it be better suited to have people that are administrators doing these things? That's a bigger question, is who is best equipped to do this job? Is it because of the ability to move the troops that quickly? But will 1,500 be enough? And I don't know the answer to that. I think most of us believe it's not nearly enough. Let's hope that more gets done as this situation gets solved.
It's the National Day of Prayer, and Pastor Rob Williams talked with you today about its significance.
We're just asking, in a state of humility and dependence, we're asking for continued guidance, mercy, and protection. Pretty simple and pretty beautiful if we all had that same kind of spirit, wouldn't it?
How does the National Day of Prayer fit into the idea of the separation of church and state?
Well, the separation of church and state was a letter from Thomas Jefferson to the Danbury Baptist, where he was assuring the preachers, from the Baptist preachers, that the government would never infringe on the church's abilities, not the other way around, that the church would not influence the government. So I think that's where they get that whole idea wrong. But I think in this instance, we have been a nation that's always elected to acknowledge a creator since our founding documents. And every president we've ever had from George Washington on has been quoted for the prayers, including Reagan, even President Trump, even President Biden. And so I just think that prayer is a part of who we are. The fact that we don't tell you who to pray to, how to pray, or when to pray is what makes us Americans. We are just telling you that you can. And I think that's terrific. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the big headlines.
Inflation hasn't gone away and remains a hurdle for most Americans in their everyday lives.
Inflation costing the average family about $300 more every month on the same goods and services as last year. So the Fed is now hiking rates again by a quarter point yesterday. That is the 10th consecutive increase over the last year.
Are the rate hikes working?
Well, it seems like it is starting to slow things down now. Jobless claims are at about an 18-month high. We are seeing the available jobs are decreasing. So in that regard, yes, but inflation remains very, very, very high and very difficult to deal with, which is why the Fed is saying they're still being aggressive with rate increases until there is a bigger slowdown. So we're going to see how quickly that happens. We are seeing a jump in jobless claims, and that increase is happening, which is what the plan was. So in that regard, it looks as if it is, but we are seeing a very, very tenacious inflation period. We got to get it slowed down.
The leader of the Proud Boys and three others of the group were found guilty of conspiring to disrupt the certification of the 2020 election and prevent Joe Biden from becoming the president of the United States. An ABC legal contributor says this case sets a precedent.
Regardless of where you are, whether you're marching on the steps of the government, whether it be the Senate, the judicial branch, whatever branch you're on, or if you are miles away organizing such action, that you will be prosecuted and found guilty.
How does a seditious conspiracy conviction, you know, react to what January 6th was?
It just depends on where you are politically, unfortunately, because I was someone that was very vocal against January 6th, that there were people that were trying to stop the certification of election. They need to be held accountable. But so do the people that want to stop the Supreme Court from doing their jobs when you're threatening the lives of Supreme Court justices because you don't like that. I think we should be going after extreme behavior wherever it lives, for whatever reason it is living. That's a civilized society. So I think that's the message this should send. It should not send a message that if you disagree with the people in power now, you're in trouble. It should be if you are someone that is trying to disrupt and use illegal means to do it, you're going to pay a heavy price. Great job, Julia. As always, we'll do it again tomorrow for the last time this week. We will do Did You Hear This?